afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show. Well, are you all ready for Thanksgiving? Maybe you're in the kitchen making some fixings now. Maybe so. You got your radio next to you. Maybe you're out and about buying the last few minute items that you need. How are the stores? Are they crazy today? How about this wind? I saw just about everything blow past me on the way in. Corn stalks, leaves, a piece of somebody's siding. I just seen it all on the way in. Blew my car all over the road. So be careful. There is a high wind warning in effect until 11 o'clock tonight from the National Weather Service. So be careful out there as you're out and about, especially if you're in an SUV or a van. That'll just blow you all over the road. But hey, we made it here, and we are in the radio booth, and we are ready to go. We've got a lot of exciting things today. This is Talkin' Turkey Day, and I'll explain all about that in just a moment. First of all, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate it very much. Another announcement to pass along to you, Jeff Ruth will be on with Scott and Charlie starting Friday morning at 8:10 a.m. and running to 1 p.m. to kick off the holiday season. Also on Friday from 11:15 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be joined in studio by the Lucheski family performing holiday tunes to start the season right. It's WWGH Radio, your place for the holiday season. And then also, our buddies over at MONNTV.com are running a house decorating contest. And to get all the details, just go to MONNTV.com, click on the news tab, and I think it's the second one down. It'll tell you all the details. Yeah, you decorate your house up real nice. They're running a contest, and they'll have some nice prizes to give out. So that's pretty cool. And our buddy Zach Fuller and the folks over at MONNTV.com. So check that out. All right, here's what we have on the table for today. It's 4:13 on this beautiful Wednesday day, right, November the 27th. 2019. It is Talkin' Turkey Day, and we have seven envelopes here with beautiful turkeys that have been collared by my nieces and nephews on them. And in each envelope is a prize, varying from gift cards to t-shirts to candy bars. And how this works, the first seven callers that play trivia, that call and answer a trivia question, will receive an envelope. And then when you call, we will assign you an envelope and tell you what's inside. If you don't like it, you have one pass. You can pass on to a different envelope, but then you're stuck with the second one, okay? So you do have one pass, but then you're stuck with the second envelope. But for the first seven callers that call and answer a trivia question, we will have a prize for you. How does that sound? Sound pretty cool? The phone number that you will need for this is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here's the trivia questions that you will need to answer right here on WWGH Radio. Okay, the first one. Who was the first president to grant a turkey an official presidential pardon? Who was the first president to grant a turkey an official presidential pardon. Which of the founding fathers said he thought the turkey would be a better national symbol than the eagle? Which of the founding fathers said he thought the turkey would be a better national symbol than the eagle? Which U.S. state raises the most turkeys? Which U.S. state raises the most turkeys? Under which U.S. president was Thanksgiving first proclaimed to be a national holiday? Under which U.S. president was Thanksgiving first proclaimed to be a national holiday? Hi, WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, I have a question. So if you've won on one of the already existing trivia shows, like Charlie Evers or whatever, can you participate in this?
Yeah, you
if
can.
If you've won it for the last 30 days or...
Yeah, you can participate in this. Sure can.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Yeah, did you want to give it a shot at one?
No. I just... Well, because I just won a couple weeks ago on Charlie Evers, so I didn't know if I was eligible to play this game or not.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay,
yes,
I'll call you back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Yep, everybody's eligible to play today. All the prizes today are sponsored by me personally and not the station. So it falls under the rules and regulations of the Offbeat News and Trivia Show. So our rules are a little different than the station, so everybody can play. So you all are welcome to join in. All right, let's see here. We can get some more of these. Is it the female turkey or the male turkeys that gobble? Is it the female turkeys or the male turkeys that gobble? On which day of the week does Thanksgiving occur in Canada? WWGH, we're on the air.
It's Benjamin Franklin that wanted the turkey instead of the eagle.
Yes, Benjamin Franklin, yes, he sure did. Can you imagine if we'd be having eagle to eat this time of year?
I don't know. They'd be harder to catch, I guess.
Yeah, sure would be. Okay, let's get you an envelope here. I got my helper here, and we will pick out an envelope for you and see what you think.
Okay,
your envelope was collared by one of the kids, and it's Lucas collared your picture.
Well, good job, Lucas.
All right, and you get envelope number 6.
Okay.
And in envelope number 6 happens to be a $10 Kroger gift card.
Sure, I'll take that.
You'll take that one? All right, we will put your name on it. And what is your name?
Janet Durst.
Good to hear from you, Janet. All right. We are making this all official, and we will have this here for you with your colored turkey on the front.
That's wonderful.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving, okay?
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. There's the first one, and that's how you play. Just call and answer a trivia question, and the first 7 that call will get a prize, just like that. Or the first leftover, I guess, 6 that call, right? Here's another call coming in now. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yes, was Minnesota for the most turkeys?
Yes, Minnesota is for the most turkeys. That is correct. All right, let's get your envelope out here and see what you won. Okay, it looks like your turkey was collared by Becca on the front there. And you get envelope number 7. And that happens to be a $5 Little Caesars gift card. You want that or do you want to pass one?
I'll take it.
You'll take it? Okay.
Okay.
All right. And what's your name? And we'll get you all official here.
April.
Oh, April Avery. Okay. You fooled me with your voice today. All right. We will have that for
all right.
You. All right. We got you all signed up. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944. Call and get your envelope right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Call and get your envelope right now.
I'm calling.
Hi, we're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I've got you.
Okay, we're calling, but if you had an answer about if it's the female turkey that gobbles or the male.
Yes, I was wondering if it was the male or female. That was the question.
It is the male.
The male gobbles. That's right. The female actually cackles.
Is it the female cackles?
Yep, the female cackles, the male gobbles.
I figured as much. So, I never called the radio station, but we got it.
Hey, I'm glad. All right. Well, hey, you get envelope number 5 to begin with, anyhow. And in envelope number 5 is a T-shirt size medium, and it says, "Regifting, the gift that keeps on giving."
Oh, God.
Would you like that T-shirt, or would you like to take a pass and try it something else?
Can we try something else?
Yeah, you can try for something else. All right. Now, this one here you'll be stuck with, okay?
Okay. As long as it's not so... I can be stuck with them as long as it's not something that's going to take me out.
Okay. All right. This is number 4, envelope number 4, and it is a $5 McDonald's gift card.
Yay, I'll stick with that.
All right. And what is your name?
Do you want it?
Yeah, so I can put it
do
down.
Do you want it?
So, yeah, so you can
okay.
put it on.
How do you do it, like via mail or...
Well, we pick it up here at the station, unless, are you far, far away?
No, I'm local.
Okay.
Okay.
We put your name on it, and then you can pick that up here at the studios, and I'll tell you where we're at in a second.
Okay. Is there any way that I could possibly come pick it up now?
Well, if you can be here by 5 o'clock...
They said if I could be there by 5.
Because they lock the doors downstairs on me at 5 o'clock.
Okay. I don't have my ID on me, but I can give you my name. Does
you
that
don't
work?
Need an ID.
Okay. It's Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
All right, Maria. And we are located in downtown Marion at the corner of Center and Prospect Streets.
All right.
And that's the Ohio Health Building. I don't know if you're familiar with that building or not.
Yeah, we're actually pretty close to it.
Okay. Well, we are on the second floor, so when you come in, take the elevator to the second floor, and we are at the end of the hallway. When you get off the elevator and make a right, you'll see a sign that says WWGH.
Okay.
The door will be unlocked. You just come right on in. It's my wife and I sitting here in the studio, so.
All right. Well, I should be there in about 2 shakes of a leg.
Okay. All right.
All right. For Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.
All righty. Another one signed up here at WWGH Radio. Give me a call. We still got some envelopes left if you happen to know the answers to any of the trivia questions. As the phone continues to ring here. Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, it's Bob. Hi,
yeah.
How are you, Bob?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble back to you, buddy.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. Back to you. I'm planning on having a good one.
I got an answer for you.
Yeah.
How about George H.W. Bush in 1989? He... bared a 50-pound bird.
Yeah, I'll take that, sure. Yeah, he pardoned one, didn't he?
Yeah, he pardoned it in 1989,
50-pounder.
He was the first one.
All righty, buddy. Thank you. And how are you doing today? Are you doing having
all right.
a good day?
Did you ever find anything out about that question that I asked you last week?
Well, here's how we're going to do it, because I never got in contact with anybody, so here's what we're going to do it. I think the week that you won, did you win a Chipotle card?
Yeah. I just wondered.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No. Well, I think that was the Chipotle card that you won, and that one was actually from the station, So that was that one was actually under the station's rules the week that I gave that one away.
Yeah.
But all these today are provided by me, so today we're wide open.
All righty.
Okay, here's your envelope, buddy.
It don't matter. Just blindside and pick me one.
Oh, just blindside and pick you one? Okay, we'll just put your name on anyone, okay?
Yeah, don't matter.
Don't matter which one, okay. All right, Bob, we'll put your name on number 3. It looks like it's a big size Hershey candy bar with almonds.
Do what now?
It looks like it's a big size Hershey's candy bar with almonds.
I'll take it, I ain't particular.
Okay, Bob, that one will be yours.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, have a good holiday.
You too, uh-huh.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All righty, 740-383-9944 is our phone number, and we still have some envelopes left, so give us a ring as the phone continues to ring here at the radio station. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, can you hear me?
Monday?
Hi, can you hear me? We're on the air.
Thanksgiving and Monday.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is Monday in Canada. Yes, you are right. All right, let me see what envelope we want to give you, okay? All right, let's see. We're going to give you envelope number 2, and it's a $5 Arby's gift card.
$5 Arby's gift card.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. And who's this? And we'll put your name on it.
Lucas.
Okay, Lucas. We have it down for you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Hearing from some of our younger listeners right here at WWGH Radio. 427 is the time. And we have some envelopes left here, so give us a call. And I'm not sure what all we have left in them, but I know we got some more left here. So 740-383-9944, give us a ring, and we will put your name on one of these turkeys, and we'll find out what your gift is if you call and answer a trivia question. Let me go over these again. On which Thursday of November is Thanksgiving celebrated? On which Thursday of November is Thanksgiving celebrated? What was the name of the ship that transported the pilgrims to America in 1620? What was the name of the ship that transported the pilgrims to America in 1620? Under which U.S. president was Thanksgiving first proclaimed to be a national holiday? Hi, we're on the air.
On the last day, the day of Thanksgiving, the last Thursday?
Close to it. It's not the last Thursday, but it's close. I'll go ahead and give it to you. It's the fourth Thursday, but that's good enough. Let me see. Let's pick out an envelope and see what you want, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see here. You get envelope number 5, and in it is a T-shirt size medium, and it says regifting the gift that keeps on giving. Would you like that one, or would you like to take one pass?
I'll take it.
You'll take it? All right. And who's this? And we'll put your name on the envelope.
Okay. When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to?
All right, what'd you say again?
Allison Braden.
Okay, I got you. Allison Braden. All right, Allie, we got you all signed up. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it. guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
And we are back. And we've got some phone calls coming in here during the break there. So let's see if we can get a call here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Mayflower is the ship that came over on.
Yes, Mayflower is the ship that came on. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing too bad. Staying out the wind.
Yeah, in the wind something else?
Oh, it's terrible.
It is. I saw about everything blow past me today.
I'll imagine.
All right. Let me see what envelope you get here. And it looks like you get envelope number one. So let's see what is in this for you. And it is a $5 KFC gift card. Would you like it or would you like to take a pass on it?
Oh, I'll take it.
Okay. All right. And this is David Avery, correct?
Uh-huh. That's
all
me.
Right. Okay, we'll put your name on it and save it for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We have two more left here. So if you want to give me a call here like somebody's doing now. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, it was Abraham Lincoln one that started Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln is the one that started it all, wasn't he? How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. All right, let's see what envelope we've got for you. And we have envelope number, extra number one for you. And in it is a Hershey's Milk Chocolate Candy Bar, one of the big ones.
One of the big ones. I'll pass on that one.
Pass on that one?
Yeah,
all right.
I can't eat chocolate.
Okay. And let's see. The second one we've got is, the envelope is extra number two. It is a T-shirt, size small. It says, re-gifting the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay.
All right. And what's your name? And we'll get this put on for you.
Joy Gallagher.
Joy Gallagher, you said?
Yeah.
All right. How do you spell that last name?
G-A-L-L-G-H-E-R.
G-A-L-L-G-H-E-R. And you said Roy was the first name?
Troy.
All right, Troy. We will have that here for you, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I guess you know what I have left. I have left a Hershey's Milk Chocolate Candy Bar. You can't pass, though, because it's the only one I've got left. So if you're interested in a Hershey's Milk Chocolate Candy Bar, then give me a ring here, and it is yours, okay? But that's what I've got left, but I can't give you any passes on it because, like I said, it's the end of the line. All righty. Looks like we have somebody on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, this is your Aunt Ann.
Well, hi, how are you?
I'm good. I tried to call in to answer one of the questions, but I didn't know the number.
and I had to look it up. So anyway,
okay.
I guess I'll take the last envelope.
Yeah, you want the last envelope. All right. Well, like I said, the first caller in is it is yours, so it is a Hershey's Milk Chocolate Candy Bar.
Oh, yummy. Just what I don't need.
it's a little bigger than a king size, too, so it's one of the bigger ones.
All right. So I go there and pick it up?
Yeah, it'll be here for you to pick up.
All right. And it's at the mall?
No, we are actually downtown now at the Ohio Health Building at the corner of Prospect and Center Streets. Do you know where that's
at? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're on the second floor, and we're all the way at the end of the hallway.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Nate.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, that does it. We are out of envelopes, and thanks to everybody that played. And so we gave all those away, didn't we? My goodness, that was a flurry of phone calls through here. Now what are we going to do for the rest of the program? I didn't bring anything else to do. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I've got a whole batch full of stuff here to do. 4:37 is the time. Nate Redmond is my name. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. Again, thanks for all the phone calls, and we are plumb out of gifts. Those gifts will be here at the corner of Prospect and Center Streets in the Ohio Health Building. Come to the second floor, and we're all the way at the end of the hallway. Pickup hours are Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 1. Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 1. Of course, we won't be here tomorrow, but they will be here Friday from 10 to 1. So you can come and pick up your prize on Friday if you want to. But so Wednesday through Friday from 10 to 1 is the pickup times for your prizes. And again, thank you to everybody who played. I'm sorry if you all didn't get through. We had a busy first few minutes there giving these away. Okay, it is time for some offbeat news. A British couple are offering nearly $40,000 a year for a full-time dog sitter to take care of their two golden retrievers. The job posting on Silver Swan Search seeks a full-time live-in caretaker for golden retrievers Milo and Oscar at the London home of the canine's owners. The owners wrote they are both business executives who often travel internationally for business. The posting said the dog taker would also be called upon to perform some housekeeping duties, such as cleaning, occasional laundry, and light cooking. The position, which requires work Monday through Friday and some weekends, pays $38,676 to $41,254 a year, plus room and board. So you are considered a full-timer for nearly $40,000 a year, but you have to move to Britain to be a full-time dog sitter to make that much. I don't know if anybody in the U.S. pays that much, but my goodness, over there in Britain they do. A baby fur seal that wandered into a California parking deck caught a lift to the local fire station where it settled in for a nap. The Redwood City Fire Department said the baby seal, dubbed Santos, was found by a resident Sunday in a pairing deck in Redwood City. Firefighters brought the small creature back to the fire station where the creature settled in for a nap before being picked up by experts from the Marine Mammal Center in Saltillo. A spokesman for the center said it is unusual for northern fur seals to wander on land as the species spends most of its time in the open ocean. The seal is now being cared for at the center and might eventually be released back into the wild, officials said. Also, a wildlife sanctuary in South Africa said a newborn giraffe found abandoned and comatose is now improving with help from his new adoptive parent, an anti-poaching dog. The Rhino Orphanage in Limpimo Province said Jazz the giraffe was only 2 days old when he was found alone and in a coma. The giraffe was brought to the facility where anti-poaching dog hunters quickly took a shine to the young animal. They said that Hunter refused to eat until Jazz emerged from the coma and his health started to improve. So the little giraffe has a buddy, a dog, there in South Africa as he continues to improve. Good news there. Well, it is November 27th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1839, the American Statistical Association was founded in Boston. 1889, Curtis P. Brady was issued the first permit to drive an automobile through Central Park in New York City. 1901, the Army War College was established in Washington, D.C. 1910, New York's Pennsylvania Station opened. 1934, the U.S. bank robber George Babyface Nelson was killed by FBI agents near Barrington, Illinois. 1939, the play Key Largo by Maxwell Anderson opened in New York. 1951, Hosea Richardson became the first black horse racing jockey to be licensed in Florida. 1963, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress. 1970, Pope Paul VI visited the Philippines, was attacked at the Manila airport by a Bolivian painter disguised as a priest. 1973, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Gerald R. Ford as vice president after the resignation of Spiro T. Agnew. And that's what happened on this day in history. Well, you're not going to believe it, but our buddy Terry Tackett just walked into the studio and he just gave me four more gift cards, okay? So we are going to open the phone lines back up to you to answer some trivia, and we are going to do some more. Terry, have a seat, buddy. I don't have my microphone list over here. Which one's that? Is that three? How you doing, Terry?
Doing great, Nate.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I'm ready, man. We're gonna have some fun. Like I say, let's get some trivia answers here, and we'll give away some of these gift cards.
Yeah, what we got? We got three Pizza Huts and a warehouse.
We got a warehouse.
All right. Okay. Well, we've got, in what year was the first Thanksgiving celebrated by the Pilgrims? In what year was the first Thanksgiving celebrated by the Pilgrims? Again, we just got some more prizes in, so we're opening the phone lines back up at 740-383-9944. Got some more gift cards to give away. So if you missed out on the last one, give us a ring this time. How many days did the first Thanksgiving feast last? How many days did the first Thanksgiving feast last? Where was the first Thanksgiving celebrated? Where was the first Thanksgiving celebrated? And we have a hot call coming in already. And let's go ahead and take it. Hi, we're on the air.
1620. For the first Pilgrim.
Yep.
First Thanksgiving.
Yep. 1620 is right. And this one, since we just got these in, I'll give you a Pizza Hut gift card. How's that sound?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, what's your name so I can put on it?
Noah.
All right, Noah. We got that. We got that on.
Scott,
for
did you know the Haley's con?
All right. Thank you for the phone call. And we will put that aside for you. Got three more left, so hey, give me a call. 740-383-9944 is the phone number. And in case you need, that's all the Thanksgiving trivia I have, just those last questions there. But I was prepared, and I had some extras here.
Nate's always got some offbeat questions, baby.
I've got some offbeat questions.
Hey, we're gonna have a live. We're gonna have a live ladies' corner today.
I don't know. She probably won't read it live for me.
It's a good recipe today, man. Yeah, the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. The wife made it to the studio today. Okay. Can you tell me what is a shooting star made of? What is a shooting star made of? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? You can tell me what flows. You know it flows. All right, that's the answer. What color is not in a rainbow? What color is not in a rainbow? Can you tell me that one? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? Can you tell me that one? 740-383-9944. We've got three more trivia questions, three more gift certificates for you. So if you know, give me a call now. Hi, we're on the air.
Which one?
The meteor.
The shooting star is made out of a meteor, I believe.
Yeah, I'll take that. Shooting star made out of a meteor. Thank you very much. All right, and who's this? And we will get you a Pizza Hut gift card.
Michael Austin.
Michael Austin. All right. Michael, we have got a Pizza Hut gift card for you, buddy. All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All righty. We are down to two, and I have a Pizza Hut and a warehouse gift card left. A Pizza Hut and a warehouse gift card left. If you know the answer to a trivia question, give me a call, and I will... let you have one of these gift cards if you answer a trivia question for me. Again, we thought we were done, and then Terry Tackett come into the studio, and he had some more. So, hey, here we go. Okay, I might have already said who was the first person to walk on the moon. Who was the first person to walk on the moon? Can you tell me that one? Who was the first person to walk on the moon? What was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and the Shark Tank? What was the name of that motorcycle daredevil? Do you know his name? Although Christopher Columbus traveled to the Americas with three ships, he returned with two. Which ship was wrecked on the return trip? Although Christopher Columbus traveled to the Americas with three ships, he returned with two. Which ship was wrecked on the return trip? Can you tell me that one? And what is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? You see these beautiful, give you a clue, these beautiful blue airplanes just flying all over the place. What is the name of the U.S. Navy's flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? Can you tell me that one? We have another phone call coming in. Hi, we're on the air.
Neil Armstrong is the first one on the moon.
Yes, Neil Armstrong is the first one on the moon. All right. And let me see. I think I know your voice. Is this Ashley Braden?
Yep.
All right, Ashley, I have a Pizza Hut gift card. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right, I got your name on it, and we'll hold it for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, we have, if you want to call and answer a trivia question, we have one more card. And it is a It is a... you going to do that for us? we have a card to the warehouse. The warehouse right here in beautiful Marion, Ohio. And so if you enjoy the warehouse, answer a trivia question. And this is a $10. A $10 warehouse gift card. If you are interested, give me a call here at 740-383-9944. Answer a trivia question, and it is yours, okay? So we'll get one more phone call in here, and we will wrap things up. So I'm just looking for one more caller here, and we will give this last one away at 740-383-9944. And here's the questions that we're looking for. Let's see. How many days did the first Thanksgiving feast last? How many days did the first Thanksgiving feast last? Where was the first Thanksgiving celebrated? Where was the first Thanksgiving celebrated? And those are the two Thanksgiving questions that I have answered. Also, what was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? Didn't he even try to jump over part of the Grand Canyon? What was his name? It rhymed. What is his name? Although Christopher Columbus traveled to the Americas with three ships, he returned with two. Which ship was wrecked on the return trip? What is the name of the U.S. flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? What is the name of the U.S. flight squadron that performs stunts at air shows? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? You know, it gets real hot and it flows down. What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? And can you tell me what color is not in a rainbow? What color is not in a rainbow? Looking for one more caller at 740-383-9944. I have a gift certificate here, a $10 gift card to the warehouse. If you answer a trivia question, it is yours. We will go now to the weird word of the week. So travel with me down the hallway. Make a right and settle in our little classroom. I have written this week's weird word up on the wall. And this week's weird word is copacetic. Copacetic. C-O-P-A-C-E-T-I-C. Copacetic. It's an adjective and it's slang. It means fine or completely satisfactory or okay. The origin of copacetic goes back to 1915 to 1920 and is an Americanism. So it's a relatively old word, copacetic. That is our weird word of the week for this week. It is time for our ladies' corner. And I'm trying to see if I'm going to talk my wife into going on the air and reading the recipe for us. Are you going to try it? All right, lean into that mic there, and I don't know which mic that is, so I got to test it. Say hello.
Hi.
I think I've got you. All right. And this, I'll turn it over. This is my wife, Amber, who always compiles a recipe for us each week. And so what's the recipe this week?
Today's recipe is Oreo turkeys. You need 1/2 cup white chocolate chips, 1 tablespoon coconut oil, red food coloring, 40 candy eyes, 20 Oreos, 20 butterscotch chips, and 1 cup candy corns. In a microwave-safe bowl, add white chocolate, coconut oil, and a few drops of red food coloring. Heat and microwave in 30-second intervals until melted. Transfer melted chocolate to a small Ziploc bag or pastry bag and snip a small hole on the end. Dot the back of candy eyes with melted chocolate and place 2 on each Oreo. Dot the back of butterscotch chips and place 1 on each Oreo to create a beak. Pipe a red line beside the beak to create a gobbler. C- create feathers by stuffing 4 candy corns into the filling of the Oreo, point side down.
Well, that sounds like it'd be pretty cute, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. You going to make some for Thanksgiving? What are you all making for our Thanksgiving meal tomorrow?
We're going to have ham and mashed potatoes and gravy. Green bean casserole.
Yeah, but tell me what's for dessert.
Peanut butter pie.
Peanut butter pie. And that's like a no-bake peanut butter pie, right?
Yes.
So is it easy to make?
It is.
But it's delicious, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for coming on with me and doing that, and thanks for being here to help. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, even though I'll see you. Okay, I've got a gift card left here. $10 gift card to the warehouse, okay? And I just need one person to call, and you call in, and it's yours, okay? So if you like going to the warehouse, it is yours, a $10 warehouse gift card. Just call and answer a trivia question. How many days did the first Thanksgiving feast last? How many days did the first Thanksgiving feast last? Where was the first Thanksgiving celebrated? Where was the first Thanksgiving feast celebrated? And those are the Thanksgiving facts that I have, the trivia that I have for you. What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? What natural spectacle often happens during a volcanic eruption? What color is not in a rainbow? Can you tell me? What color is not in a rainbow? What was the name of the real-life daredevil who tried to jump over everything on a motorcycle, including Greyhound buses and a shark tank? Okay, we have a caller here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, it's me again. Somebody else has called in. Black is the only color that's not in the rainbow.
Yeah, you got it. Black's not in the rainbow.
Yep.
All right,
buddy.
You
asked that question last week, and I figured I'd answer today.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Bob.
All righty.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, 740-383-9944. And so one more, need a caller here that hasn't called us yet and we'll give you the warehouse gift card, okay? Give us a call. If you haven't called yet today, give us a call and we will give you this warehouse gift card. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number. And answer a trivia question, and this gift card is yours, okay? All right. We have just a few more minutes left in the program, actually just about one, so I'll wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for listening to the program, and I hope you all get to spend it with family, or if you're by yourself, I hope you get to find some friends to spend it with, and I'll tell you, it's never fun to spend Thanksgiving by yourself. Or you can come down and spend Thanksgiving with us. Amber will cook for you. You all come down to Waldo, right? Yeah, we'll rent out a space and we'll just have a big offbeat news and trivia Thanksgiving. There is a free Thanksgiving meal, though, at Dayspring Church tomorrow. Carry out from 11 to 1, or you can dine in from noon to 2. And that's at Dayspring Church out there past Myers. Everybody knows where Dayspring is. So if you are in the need of a Thanksgiving meal, or if you're alone, you can go out there and have some fellowship with the folks at Dayspring. Until next week, from 4:15 to 5 o'clock, I'm Nate Redmond. Have a good one.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republic.